The Great Tribulation is God's judgment on an unbelieving world. We read about it in the book of Revelation, chapter 8, as we continue our study of this prophetic book. Look at the punishment. First, it falls on the earth, then it falls on the sea, then it falls upon the rivers and the springs, then on the heavenly bodies. The punishment falls upon every part of the created universe, according to Revelation chapter 8, verses 7 through 12. Listen to the first trumpet, verse 7. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of the trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. Is this literal? Will literal hail, fire, and blood fall upon the earth and burn up a third part of the trees and grass? I don't see any reason for not taking it literally. Oh, but you ask, what about the blood? You ask, will literal blood come down from heaven? Look at the plagues of Egypt. The hail, according to Exodus 9, 19 and 25, destroyed not only vegetation, but also men and beasts. Whether or not blood is actually included, blood will be shed. But notice, only a third part is destroyed. Why? It means that God still deals in mercy. He still watches and waits, hoping that souls will be saved. Listen to the second trumpet, verses 8 and 9. And the second angel sounded, and as it was a great mountain burning with fire, was cast into the sea. And the third part of the sea became blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. This isn't a literal mountain. The Bible says, as it were a great mountain. Jeremiah speaks of a burnt mountain in the 25th verse of the 51st chapter of the book that bears his name. Barnhouse feels this refers to a Gentile nation, and Criswell feels this will be the doctrine of communism, the doctrine of rejection and disobedience. Where there's a restless mass of humanity, there'll be that burning, and the nations, the seas, with the commerce, will be destroyed, but only a third. But another sees in this something that looks like a mountain. He thinks of it as a meteorite that falls into the sea, like the Mediterranean, causing the death of the living creatures, destroying a third part of the commerce. Strauss looks at it in this light, seeing the meteorite destroying the fish, just as the waters in Egypt were turned into blood, destroying the fish. In our missile age, this doesn't appear far-fetched. Listen to the third trumpet, verses 10 and 11. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers, and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. Is this a literal star? Others see in this another meteor soaring through space, approaching the Earth and turning a third part of its waters into a deadly liquid. It's not too far-fetched to believe, for on the 21st day of March, 1823, a volcanic explosion in the Aleutian Islands caused the water to become so bitter as to be unfit for use. God put the stars in their place. He calls them all by their names. This star is called Wormwood, and that speaks of bitterness. When our Lord died on the cross, his enemies gave him vinegar mixed with gall to drink. But today, we who receive him find that he takes away the bitterness and gives us soul-satisfying water to drink. Listen to the fourth trumpet, verses 12 and 13. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And I beheld, and heard an angel flying through the midst of the heavens, saying with a loud voice, Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of these angels, which are yet to sound. Here a third part of the sky is smitten, the meaning Ironside says, light obeyed increaseth light, light resisted bringeth night. Why are so many people going into false religions? They've rejected the light, so the Lord has sent them strong delusions that they should believe a lie. It doesn't mean this, say others. This is a disruption of light from heaven. But look at the progress. One-third of the green trees and grass, one-third of the marine life and shipping, one-third of the waters, and one-third of the heavenly bodies. Food is destroyed, distribution is crippled, water supply is limited, production is hampered. The three woes correspond to the three trumpets yet to sound. There was more, and there was worse to come. It would afflict not nature, but men. The 13th verse says, to the inhabitants of the earth. There are two words in the Greek for people who live on the earth. One, a sojourner. The other, one who settles down. That's the word which is used here. It refers to those who have made this world their home. They don't have God in their heads or in their hearts. He's not in their minds or manners. They're godless, graceless people. What's in store for them? Nothing but woe. Happy is the one who can say, this world is not my home. Is heaven your home? Wouldn't you like to make it your home? Then receive Jesus now, won't you? When you receive him and you confess him, he confesses you in heaven, then your name is written in the book of life. That's how you make a reservation for a home in heaven. Make your reservation now, won't you?